My name is Johnita Jones, and I'm the Pipeline Risk and Integrity Manager for ExxonMobil Pipeline Company.
Johnita, thank you so much for taking time to be part of Inspired By. We really appreciate your time. I wanted to start by asking you how your professional journey began, and what would you say was your defining professional moment?
I think I was set on the path that I'm on very early, really from a high school perspective, and the fact that I participated in engineering, pre-engineering programs in high school, both within my school and away from school in a special program for minority students. My parents were very strong with the technical background, and one of my very strong, firm beliefs is that we need to help young girls establish themselves in the math and science area and help them understand that it's okay to like math and science. At about 3 years in my career, I was given an assignment as a corrosion engineer at that time, and I really could not see where that would take me in the company. But if you fast forward to where I am today from a pipeline risk and integrity management perspective, corrosion management is a very key part of that activity. And so I would tell you that there's probably not one singular defining moment, but there's a lot of experiences that build upon each other to get to where they are today.
You have excelled in a very male-dominated industry, and I'm wondering what tips you have for other women who are trying to do the same.
Engineering clearly is a male-dominated industry. I think sticking to your guns and being technically solid, if you have the technical background and you exhibit very early on your ability to manage your work, manage the details, and continue to learn and grow, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter what sex you are. You can do well in that type of organization. I also kind of on an aside, I'm a huge football fan, so it helps to sit and be able to talk to the guys about football on Monday mornings and what happened over the weekend. So, you know, you have to find some common ground sometimes too.
Great. What are the top three tips you would offer for a woman who's ready to make her next career move?
I think the first thing people need to do or women need to do is really understand what their strengths and weaknesses are. You have to be able to play to those strengths and use them, but at the same time, you can't ignore your weaknesses, and you have to look for opportunities to get out of your comfort zone and strengthen your weaker areas. So doing something like this interview for me, I don't consider that a strength. I'm not known for being a public speaker. I can speak to guys in hard hats and boots all day long, but outside of that, it's a little more difficult for me. I think the second item would be to do your homework on the companies which interest you. Understand the business side as well as what I would call the culture of that company. And then one of the things women always have to understand, I think, is that there are always going to be sacrifices to move up in your career. And you have to be willing to sacrifice certain things for that perfect job opportunity and make some trade-offs at times.
I wanted to ask you, what is a great piece of professional advice that you've gotten from a mentor? And do you think that advice still applies?
I think the biggest piece of advice I got very early in my career, and I'll tell you just a second what it is, but I do think it still applies, and that is everybody, when they come out of school, they want to do the big projects, they want to do the big cases, they want the glamour or high-profile type jobs. And you really, when you go into a new job or new assignment, you know, you have to be able to prove that you can do the smaller things first and build upon those as you're going through your career and exhibit a thorough understanding of the business. You have to be willing to go the extra mile or in some cases the extra hours and have the tenacity to manage the details early in your career. And then you get people see that you can manage the work and you get the opportunities to go on and do bigger and better things.
Got it. And lastly, Janita, what's the one thing that you make time for in your daily life that helps keep you refreshed and positive and going?
I think the one thing that I make time for, and I have a somewhat of a unique work arrangement because I work in one city and my family is in another city, and I've been doing this for quite a while where I go back and forth and spend quite a few nights away from home. But I think the biggest thing for me is connecting with those who love you, and that's just for you, not for the work you do, your professional accomplishments, or how much money you make. I make time for family and friends and make sure I am talking to someone away from the work environment each and every day, whether it's one of my children, my husband, or our close friends, to just help keep grounded and keep the right perspective.
Wonderful advice. Janita Jones, thank you so much for being part of Inspired By.
Thank you very much for having me today.